Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overduun, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Through God we shall do valiantly. These words, found both in Psalm 60 and 108, are the theme and thrust of today's Banner of Truth broadcast. It is an optimistic gospel testimony in a realistic fallen world setting. Simply, what we will consider now is the meaning of this testimony, the message of this testimony, and the mission with this testimony. Through God we shall do valiantly. For the meaning of this gospel testimony, I want to take you with me through some Bible stories. Bible stories where it is clear that depending on God and looking to Him and His word and will in all our needs and ways, we will not be disappointed. When the psalmist says, "Through God we shall do valiantly," the meaning is living in humble reliance and steadfast dependency upon God in all our responsibilities and relationships and roles in life. The Lord will help us. Jehovah God, as revealed in Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners and supplier of His people in all ways and at all times, He will not put us to shame. When the psalmist David says in both Psalms, "Through God we shall do valiantly," he means with valiantly, victoriously, triumphantly, wonderfully. Oh, the way to have a fulfilling and fruitful life, dear friends, is ever to look to God as revealed in the Savior, Jesus Christ, and always to trust and obey Him and His word in all our ways. So we read in Psalm 146, verse 5 also, "Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." Are you persuaded of this gospel truth too, with me? The way to go from strength to strength and glory to glory is by ever seeking and serving the Lord, the one only true triune God, as revealed in Christ Jesus and in all the Holy Bible and its gospel word. Living so in the Christian faith and Christian ways doesn't mean, no, let no one be mistaken about this now, it doesn't mean having no conflicts and troubles and struggles and hardships and trials and sorrows in life. No, but it means having an anchor that keeps us on track, whatever happens in our lives, a foundation that holds us strong and stable and steadfast, regardless what we may meet with in life. Who of us knows what the future will bring? Not one of us does. But if we have God as our refuge and strength, you and I need not fear. This is the gospel testimony of David the psalmist, not once but twice expressed in the two psalms before us. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Oh, in the light of the New Testament gospel fulfillment of all God's promises in the Old Testament, we know Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation, the forerunner and trailblazer who has gone before us, making a highway to glory for all who trust and follow Him. As one also put it about Jesus, the crucified and risen Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord, quote, "He has marked the trail of life in marks of red, indeed, blood red, to make our pathway clear and sure beyond all question. Yes, even when going through the valley of the shadow of death, through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies." And proclaims Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:26, "The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." Well, you get the basic rich meaning of the gospel testimony here then, don't you? Through God we shall do valiantly. It means that true and everlasting success and victory in life comes ever looking to the Lord and listening to Him and loving Him and leaning on Him and living for Him and leaving all our cares and concerns, our sins and struggles, our tears and trials, time and time again, with Him, with the Lord, as fully revealed in the New Testament as Triune Savior God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You and I may find and will find the God who is almighty and so full of tender mercies and loving kindnesses and who keeps truth forever and never forsakes the works of His hands. This is what David learned by God's grace and what he by the Holy Spirit was given to write and tell about and bear testimony of for people in all ages since. Through God we shall do valiantly. The aim with this message is to drive home this gracious text and wonderful gospel truth. And so let me now give you some evidence of its meaning and its truthfulness. Just think with me here of Bible examples where leaning on God, people were not put to shame, sometimes even in the most difficult and trying of circumstances too, and even when so undeserving. We could spend hours giving many Bible examples, but let me start with one of many examples just in David's life. I call it the Case 24 story. We learn about Case 24, as I call him, in the last verses of 2 Samuel 21. In the verses 15 and following of that passage, there is told us about four giants of the Philistines, related actually to the family of the famous Goliath, who, like Goliath, threatened David's life. But these verses tell then how each of these four giants were killed by David's men. Giant Ish by Benob by name, Giant Saph by name, and Giant Lami by name, and then also this Case 24 giant. I give the last unnamed giant this name because listen to how he is described in 2 Samuel 21, verse 20 to 22. And there was yet a battle in Gath, we read, where was a man of great stature that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. And he also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimeah, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath, which was a Philistine city, and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. You see, dear friends, God granted victory over all these enemies of David, even against these literally giant threats on David's life and the people of God. And hear then what David himself testifies in the next chapter, 2 Samuel 22, in the first 5 verses. We read there, "And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." The evidence of Case 24. Do you hear it? Does it encourage you too now to be sure to live your life today and each week, ever looking to the Lord, following after Him in all your ways? Oh, the giants David faced in his day, literally giant heathen men of old, are not unlike the giant forces of evil we face today. How many gigantic tsunami influences of this ungodly world and tides of wickedness come at us all the time, threatening to undo us and swallow us up in the way of sin and evil and ungodliness. What about difficult and trying circumstances too? That can seem so overwhelming sometimes that you wonder, how will you endure? How will you endure in true faith and godly faithfulness to the end? The answer is, through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Let me mention some other great Bible history stories, even just by name, to encourage us in this way. I'm thinking of, for instance, the true and tremendous story of Noah, and the ark, of Joseph in Egypt, of Moses and Joshua, of Gideon and Samson, of Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And what about the stories of Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and Ebed-Melech? And going on into the New Testament, think of John the Baptist, and Jesus' disciples, and Stephen, and Paul, and so many more. Just take Paul as someone in the New Testament to expand on. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 24 on, the apostle tells of enduring 40 stripe whippings at least 5 times, and 3 times being beaten with sticks. Once he was stoned, and 3 times suffering and surviving shipwreck, and so much more. Yet God led him through it all triumphantly. As Paul himself says in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 26, he was in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of his own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. But time and again, God upheld Paul in amazing grace and power. The Apostle Paul testifies, 2 Timothy 4:18, which is part of his very last writings, quote, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever." And in verses 6 to 8 of that same chapter, 2 Timothy 4, the Apostle gives this dying, triumphant testimony, quote, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." You see, dear friends, with what triumph Paul lived and died in the Lord and in his gospel ways and service. Paul knew, seeking and serving the Lord, living ever by his gospel word, and in love to the Savior God, and love to those around him, he would not be put to shame. No, not in life, nor in death, nor in the eternity beyond. And the apostle in Jesus' name tells us, as God was so there for him, so he will be for all who seek and serve the Lord in spirit and truth. God in his triune being, and as revealed to us in Christ Jesus, the crucified and risen Savior, and all his word, will never prove untrustworthy. Do you believe this too for yourself, dear friends? It is what the Bible teaches throughout its 66 books, telling over and over, as stated in Psalm 119, verse 2, "Blessed are they that keep God's testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart." Oh, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, no matter what may come at us, from within or from outside or around or about us. Through God we shall do valiantly. Do you hear? David too doesn't just say, "Through God I did valiantly," and hope that you will too. No, but he is including all who will live in faith and reliance and in devotion and dedication in God's ways, in line with all God's holy word and will. Through God we shall do valiantly. Saying that brings me now also to our second main point, the message of our text. Through God we shall do valiantly. What is the message, really, of this text? What is the gospel message to us today from this text of Scripture? Look to God, dear friends. That's the message. Stay with God. Continue with God. Hope in God. Trust in God, keep focused on God, and keep on ever following after him and seeking and serving him in line with all his holy word and will. That is the gospel message, at least if you too want a blessed life and a hopeful future. Indeed, every day, week, and year in our life can become better still when in God's ways and living in faith and fellowship in the Lord and ever following after him and aiming to live fruitful lives to his glory and honor. The other side of the message is that if you won't seek and serve the Lord, first of all and above all, then you can't expect true and increasing blessing from God as time goes on in your life. No, then even when things may seem to be going well and your life is going smoothly, Still, to live apart from God and to go your own ways is the way that leads to earthly ruin and eternal doom under the righteous judgment of God. You see, we were made for God and to know and enjoy Him now and forever. How foolish to live life's brief span here on earth apart from God and to be mindless of the eternity beyond. The foolish man who will not listen to God and His word in true faith and repentance and devotion to God is like the man building his house on the sand, Jesus teaches at the end of his Sermon on the Mount. That house will fall flat and without hope and help in this life and the next, forever without remedy. Oh, let not one of you live and die as the foolish man Jesus so lovingly and urgently warns us about. So also we read in Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him that is the one true God, as revealed in the Word written and the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ the Savior, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Similarly, in Proverbs 4, verse 19 and 18, we read, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Do we all get the meaning then and the message of our main text from Psalm 60 and Psalm 108? Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Don't you and I fail and falter whenever we think something of this world or of ourselves or even in the way of sin offers us greater security and fullness of life than what God gives to His people? How foolish and wrong each and every time we look away from God to do valiantly. Interestingly, in Psalm 60, this closing verse is given in the context of still fighting many battles and living life in the midst of ongoing conflicts. Whereas in Psalm 108, the same closing verse is more just a matter of ongoing praise and confidence in God for His almighty help and gracious mercy and saving power time and again in life's journey. Altogether, the point is, God is just so trustworthy in the whole of life and in every detail of life, and though sometimes we may feel so weak and helpless and afraid and confused, God is faithful and reliable and a sure shelter and shield for us in all life's pilgrimage. You and I don't have to be in control, nor depending on ourselves for victory, nor looking elsewhere, but time and again humbly waiting on the Lord and walking in His ways. According to His word, you and I will not be put to shame. Here one stanza of a Psalter song based on Psalm 89 is fitting to repeat. There we testify with the psalmist in song, Thou art, O God, our boast, the glory of our power. Thy sovereign grace is e'er our fortress and our tower. We lift our heads aloft, for God our shield is o'er us. Through Him alone, whose presence goes before us, we'll wear the victor's crown. No more by foes assaulted, we'll triumph through our King, by Israel's God exalted. Yes, that is the message of our text. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Do you all get the meaning and message of this scripture verse? And are you each taking it to heart by God's grace and Spirit? How sad and bad to go on in life even a day longer while not getting or refusing to take to heart this all-important gospel message. The Lord is calling us with this verse from His word to turn from sin and to be followers of Him and His word, for that is the way of victory and triumph, and there just is no other way possible. Are you convicted and convinced of this with me too, in your mind and heart and with the whole of your being? Isn't it so great comfort, too, to know whatever may happen in our lives, and wherever we are, and whatever we do, whoever we are with, wherever we go, however the world and others may respond, yet through God we shall do valiantly? You won't forget it, will you? This is what God's believing people may know and be assured of. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. The text makes clear, while life here on earth will surely bring many challenges coming at us, yet we need not fear when God is our refuge and strength. God also, having taken care of our fiercest foes, bringing Satan down to defeat with Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection as Savior of sinners, and having overcome sin and death and this world, what need we to fear? Rather, as God also said to Joshua, Joshua 1, verse 7 and 9, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And we read that later at the end of his life, Joshua testified to the people of Israel, even as he exhorted them to stay with God and not forsake him in any way. That Joshua says then in Joshua 21 verse 45, how God delivered them from all their enemies, and quote, there failed not aught, that is, anything at all, of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Yes, just as God had promised and said, you see, all verifying the gospel testimony, through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Do you know what is the clear sign that you and I believingly grasp and truly get the message and meaning of David's testimony in Psalms 60 and 108? Then we also acknowledge the third point of the sermon, namely the mission with this text. Our mission is, as confessing Christians, that through God we shall do valiantly, to show and tell others this same gospel truth. Verse 4 of Psalm 60 brings this out, where David says, thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Do you know, dear friends, that this verse is behind the name of the Banner of Truth radio ministry of our churches as Free Reformed Federation, the very program you are listening to now? Knowing the glad tidings of good things, that through God we shall do valiantly, however great and many and relentless our enemies may be. With God we have an almighty Savior, stronger than all our foes within us and around us. Well, that is what motivates us as churches in having this Banner of Truth radio program with its weekly gospel message. Therefore, as Christian churches, we seek to publish the good news, not only on the radio, but on the mission fields and in the countless ways of reaching out with the gospel in word and deed, in our homes and churches and communities, and whole wide world. We read David say thus also in Psalm 108, in the opening verse, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory, meaning his tongue. And in verse 3 he testifies, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. You see, David is intent, God helping him, to spread the glory of God's name and fame and his wondrous works, to declare to the ends of the earth that many more might yet be delivered and saved. For it is only through God, our Savior God, as revealed in the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ, that anyone can truly be blessed and be a blessing. Vain is the help of man and the remedy of false religions for our salvation and defense. All people as sinners by nature need Jesus Christ as their only Savior and Lord, truly to triumph in life here and now and through and over death and with the final judgment day and into eternity. We need to declare continually and unashamedly and passionately in all humility and integrity and love and care, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, the crucified and risen Savior. Come to him to find life, fullness of life, and abundant life and eternal life. Will you and do you live with this Christian mission too by God's grace? Isn't that why God keeps his people here on earth and gives us more time still here that we might ever seek and serve the Lord and be gospel lights in this world of darkness? As one gospel minister put it, quote, "As Christians, we can think about productivity in the best and highest terms. We can be motivated to live for the good of others and the glory of God and structure our lives to do this. Life is too short," he says, "to waste, and too valuable to do anything other than stewarding our gifts, talents, time, energy, and enthusiasm to do good for others and to bring glory to God." End of quote. I ask, do you agree and say amen to that quotation? And so pray God Triune that he will help you to live all out for him, all out for the Lord and for his glory in every sphere of life and in all you think, say, and do, both in private and in public, on Sundays, yes, but also on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays too. Isn't that the Christian's privilege and calling? Are you a Christian in this way, truly? Will we live like Jonathan Edwards, who, in one of his Christian resolutions, resolves, as child of God, quote, "frequently to renew the dedication of myself to God"? Oh, may God so bless his gospel word to us and through us that you and I truly may know and glow and go on with this gospel testimony. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. This is the way of being truly blessed and being of real blessing to others for as long as life shall last, however many years the Lord may give each of us. Through God we shall do valiantly. Thus saith the Lord. And yes, as expressed in another Psalter song based on Psalm 108, God's word shall surely stand. His name through every land shall be adored. Lord, who shall lead our host? Thy aid we covet most. In thee is all our boast, strong in the Lord. Thanks be to God that we may read and preach and pray and sing and testify this still in our times. Through God we shall do valiantly. Praise God for his everlasting gospel truth in all generations, from year to year, till Christ returns. Only through him shall we do valiantly. Will you too trust and follow God's gospel word and live in testimony of its truthfulness and greatness to others around us? Oh, let us all make the most of it. Shall we? Ever looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed Churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.